I'm thrilled about this. Jewish reggae legend Mattis Yahu is going to tell us how he uses social media. Watch.
My name's Mattis Yahu. The internet has changed the way everything goes since the time that I started, and I started about 12 years ago with a live video from Jimmy Kimmel performance that went viral. From that point on, basically, it's been just really a ton of interaction with the fans that I don't think was available 20 years ago. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Snapchat, Instagram. Those are the main ones that I use. I go myself on Facebook and check the messages every day and respond to messages, respond on Instagram, and end up meeting people, having people on the bus play me their music, or fans that I end up meeting backstage, people that can't afford tickets sometimes to shows. You feel really tapped in terms of knowing who your fans are and what they want, and the interaction that you can have is unbelievable. The downside to it is that if you're an artist, you're most likely a sensitive person. And if you're going to be connected, you have to read the comments. You have to see. So you're going to be exposed to the good and the bad. And that's difficult sometimes, to have to deal with that. And people's opinions or judgments on you. I guess that's part of the game. But now when you have a great moment, it's like right away, okay, I need to share this. I want to share. I'm going to share on Instagram. I'm going to share on Facebook. And you haven't even had a chance to experience the moment for yourself before you're posting it. So that's a balancing act also, to find out when to post and not to overdo it as well. We started doing these Periscopes and getting 100, 200, 300 people in the room. And then one day Jake was like, oh, there's a live app on Facebook for this. Check this out. We did it. And in like a minute, there were like, what do we have? Like 10,000 people in the room or something like that. It's a much greater scale, but I always try to be a little careful about how often we use that, because we don't want to push it, But right now it's a pretty new app, so everyone, all your followers, get advised when you Facebook Live. And then we'll do the sound checks, which is cool, because during the sound checks I have more control, so I'll wait for a moment that I feel is like something unique happening. Sometimes sound checks are the times like when the best music is played, when there's no pressure from the audience and you're just sound checking and someone will start playing something, and we'll have really special sound checks sometimes. So, and then I have another thing going on right now that's called dreampatron.com, a service where it's basically like a fan club where people sign up monthly, and then I basically deliver new music to them directly with no middleman. I found myself just sitting on all kinds of tracks, unused stuff. It's a great way to get the fans music that want music, and they don't want to wait 2 years for new music. They want it now. So I'm trying to do this, still put out albums, because I believe in that, and having a record that really represents a certain part of your life and a chapter of your life, but also be releasing music constantly to the fans that want that too.